what have you seen in Pat as he's gotten more consistent? And it seems like he's gotten into a little bit of flow these last few weeks.
What really you just said, consistency, he started to piece some things together, you know, as far as his practice habits, you know, his warm-up before the game, all those things that a young player has to figure out how to do, especially a specialist, he's doing, and it's good to see from him. You know.
How do you notice when that clicks in when a young player's figuring it out and trying to figure out what works for him and get himself settled?
I don't know if there's one point. You watch their maturation as it goes on, and I think he's matured as the year's gone on, and he's, you know, Robbie's been a huge help to him, in my opinion. You know, I think he's in a good spot, and hopefully he stays in a good spot. It's going to be a challenge now coming up because it's not going to be, you know, sunny and 75 here coming up every day. So that's going to be a little different.
Joe, kick returns, they seem happenstance. But was there something you saw on the 50-yarder at the end of the, late in the game that, you know, portends to more long runs in the future? In other words, what you did right, was there something there?
Well, first of all, you got a very returnable kick. That's where it all starts with. You know, the ball wasn't really carrying great other than – now, he did have some touchbacks, but towards the end, all the balls kind of stayed up in the air a little bit longer and didn't go as far. So, you know, it was a returnable kick. And then, you know, I thought our guys did a nice job of executing the blocking scheme, which was good to see. And then Chris hit it, you know, really well. So hopefully it's a start, but, you know, you can't get – just like when we weren't doing great, you can't get too low about it. And, you know, you have one or two good returns and you go, wow, we're the greatest. You can't do that either. So I just think you have to have a nice even keel.
The field goal block you got, where did that originate? What sort of did you see that?
Just our guys have been, you know, we've already blocked one against Green Bay. So, I mean, our guys have been giving great effort all year. And, you know, Lamar got the block and you know, we had pressure other places. But Jay, as well as he played on defense, did the same thing on that particular team. He was really a force inside that they had to deal with. And, you know, it's just he brings it every week, and he really brought it this week.
Does that rub off? I mean, this is a guy that's been around for a long time. Obviously has a presence, I feel like, amongst the others.
Oh, yeah. He's a solid guy that everybody feels the intensity every time they're around him. If you don't, you're not really paying attention, that's for sure. But very intense guy, and I think that does, you know, filter into the other players.
Joe, do you have a sense that special teams play tonight make a difference in a game like this?
I don't know if it's a sense. I know we're going to have to play real well because I know this is a really smart football team. They you know, all the way across the board, there's a reason that the home record's been the way they've been. And, it starts with just being a really, really sound, smart football team, and we've got to pull our end of it this week.
Do you feel that the consistency now with the same group you've had to work with the last couple weeks has helped out? Because it looks like the coverage units have really come together well. They did a nice job squeezing Landry last week, and the blocking was noticeably better last week on the kickoff returns.
Yeah, I think that's helping, no question. You know, they just, like I said at the start of the year, I know everyone thought it was a broken record, but they have to get experience, and it's their seventh game for a lot of these guys. So that's helpful, obviously, getting the experience part of it. But you know, I think that the biggest thing is that we just have to continue to understand how every single play out there is that important. And they just have to understand on every single play, there's got to be a sense of urgency. And if they do that, we'll be a lot better off. And I think they've started to get that in their minds for sure.
Joe, we noticed, you know, the block kicks and the kick returns. Is there anything going right that we don't see? You know what I'm saying? Do you see progress in certain areas that we might not see on special teams?
Yeah, I think the overall football intelligence, to be honest with you, I mean, understanding some situational things that are going on in the game, and I think that's better. And I think that, you know, guys are starting to understand all the rules, not one or two of the rules. You know, the consistency of understanding how to play from week to week is gonna be critical, you know, coming up. I mean, it's going to be a tough game for us, no question. They're a very talented group, and it's going to be a tough game.
And Phil had mentioned kind of the transition of special teams away from maybe veteran guys, Costanzo, Weems, those guys, to younger athletic guys, I guess, kind of building for the future, I think. Have you kind of bottomed out as far as, you know, as far as taking the step back and ready to take the step forward at this point? Is that kind of what you're saying as far as?
Yeah, I hope. I don't want to use the term bottomed out. That's not a real good thing. No, I know. I'm just kidding. You know, I think that it was definitely an organizational decision where we tried to go young at the start of the year, and we knew that there were going to be some rough spots, but we also knew that with young players that are talented, that they should improve. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. They're starting to get things, and they're starting to understand it a little bit. But you know, it's a constant struggle. We got to make sure that they stay on the right path the whole time. The biggest thing that, you know, I thought we'd be playing better towards the middle of the year, which we're starting to get to the middle of the year. But the biggest thing that you start getting concerned with some of these young guys is, you know, this is the end of their college season right now. They've already played 4 preseason games, which most of those young guys played every rep during the preseason. And then you've played whatever it is. Well, this is the 12th game. So, you know, that's what you got to really protect against now and understand that they've got to keep pushing themselves and keep watching the film and keep doing the things that they're improving with. That's got to continue.
Joe, Robbie's on the verge of breaking the franchise field goal record. You've been around it for 2 years. And the things you have appreciated more in these last 2 years that you didn't know when you got here about what makes him tick and what makes him go?
Probably the biggest thing that I didn't know about the guy is his competitive spirit. I mean, he really wants to be the best of all time. He really, that's what drives him. It's not fame, fortune, all those other things. I really think he wants to be the best, and that's the biggest thing that I think makes him who he is. You know, he competes every single play, and you know, we asked him to do some things kickoff wise that Dave didn't ask him to do here, and he's done those for us. You know, I mean, so I think he also understands that he's going to do whatever he can to get his craft as good as he can make it.
How many more weeks before somebody can pull off that fake kick return that the Rams did last week?
Hey, man, I texted Tobe. I mean, if you're gonna use that play, you know, I called my man Fossil and told him, hey, if you're gonna use it, you gotta give it the moniker. I mean, Dave did the same thing. We had a return that he called Dallas. I mean, these young guys got to understand and respect those guys, man. They got to give the credit where the credit's due. It's going to be a while, though, I can tell you that, because every coach is watching it right now. I mean, we all go those big play reels every week or look at them. And, you know, it was a great design, but it's going to be hard to do that again for a while, that's for sure.